Hey, that's right. It's The Good Stuff with Kim and Mike. We're going to kick it off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News. They're the cattleman's publication. They deliver comprehensive agriculture coverage, and they've been doing it, folks, for decades. They are a medium that blends their vast readership and deep industry knowledge. They research, they study, they're in the know, and they share that information. They're unmatched journalists and experts working hard to give you accurate, timely information. You can subscribe online at tsln.com and get it in print starting soon for the weekly magazine of Tri-State Livestock News.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us in Cherry County and Valentine, Nebraska area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Maybe the Night Skies, International Dark Skies Territory out at Merritt Reservoir, or a trip down the Niobrara to enjoy the fall foliage. Lots of things to take part in right here in the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you going to share on The Good Stuff?
Well, I'm going to share 10 ways to know if you have estrogen issues.
Pretty sure I don't.
Oh, well, okay. Go ahead and brag. Here's 10 different ways to know if you have issues. Everyone around you has an attitude problem.
Oh, that could be.
You're adding chocolate chips to your cheese omelet. The dryer has shrunk every last pair of your jeans. Your husband is suddenly agreeing with everything you say. You're using your cellular phone to dial up every bumper sticker that says, "How's my driving? Call 1-800. Everyone's head looks like an invitation to batting practice. Now, these are ways to know if you are having estrogen issues. Everyone seems to have just landed here from outer space. You're sure that everyone is scheming to drive you crazy, and the number 10, the ibuprofen bottle, is empty. And you bought it yesterday. 10 ways to know if you have estrogen issues. If you checked off too many of those, maybe you should get that checked out.
And I'm going to dig something out of our Good Stuff box here to share with you today.
Okay.
Some tidbits of information today. When a resident of Big Canoe, Georgia, saw a book on the side of the road, he didn't just leave it there. He pulled his car over and tracked down the owner and returned it to that owner. So that was awful nice of him.
Well,
some random acts of kindness.
That's the good stuff.
When Robin Harford was new in Ketchikan, Alaska, she paused on the main road trying to figure out which way to go. As she looked up and down the street, she realized traffic had stopped on both directions. The drivers thought that she needed to cross the street and were smiling as they waved her across Ketchikan, Alaska. People joined Toast of Petaluma, a Toastmasters club in California, to hone their speaking and leadership skills. But not long after joining, they all offered to help each other become better speakers and leaders, too. They act as mentors, making a trip to watch members participate in speech competitions. So, a few little good stuff things today.
There you go. Hey, how about if I add this? Thoughts on what to do if you're shipwrecked.
Shipwrecked.
The man was the only survivor of a shipwreck. He prayed feverishly to be rescued and eventually built a small hut for shelter. One day after scavenging for food, he arrived home to find his little hut on fire. Everything was lost. "Oh God, how could you do this to me?" he wailed. He fell into a frustrating sleep, but the next morning he awoke to find a ship approaching the island. "How did you know I was here?" he asked. "We saw your smoke signals." The moral is, it's easy to get discouraged, but don't lose heart. God is at work in our lives, even in the midst of our suffering.
Mysterious ways, right?
Indeed.
John Fitzgerald was thought to have Asperger's, but all through high school and college, he was harassed for being weird. Academics weren't hard for him, but socializing was. He dropped out and took a night shift working security for Ohio State University Medical Center to earn money for school, where he met a night admitting clerk. The woman let Fitzgerald vent, didn't give him a hard time when he made mistakes, and helped him with his social skills. "It still amazes me what she did for me," writes Fitzgerald, "knowing that I would hear her voice kept me going for a year." So that's another act of kindness there.
Indeed.
If you have an act of kindness or something you'd like to share with our Good Stuff listening audience, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.